Hey you. Did you miss me? I finished the laundry and I'm about to get dinner started. Did you get any sleep? You've been so good lately. You don't fight me very much at all anymore. And it's so cute when you open your mouth ready for me to give you the medicine. I feel like you could take it without my help now, but I think that our way is more fun, don't you? You seemed so against it at first, all that wriggling around and squirming to get away. But now you're finally getting it. Isn't it nice to just let go and let me take care of it? That's it. Good. I'm happy. All I ever wanted was to keep you safe and finally take care of you properly. I can't tell you how much of a relief it is to have you here with me rather than constantly be checking in on the camera. With you here, I can finally be sure that you're eating right, that you're sleeping enough. You know, before I could keep you here, it was like I was in this constant state of anxiety. My head was always screaming at me, "Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? When will you be back? Why can't I be there with you?" I don't like not knowing where you are. It makes me so uneasy that I just start to feel sick. I don't know what I'd do if something happened to you. But that doesn't matter anymore. 'Cause you're here with me. Boop. Aw, you're so cute when you're still sleepy. I could do whatever I wanted with you right now, couldn't I? Oh, what was that look for? You know, I still can't really tell if you're scared or excited. The way your skin prickles up like that, it just makes me want to touch you more. I know I've said this already, but it really is nice being able to be close with you like this every day. Life is so much better this way. Being able to be with you like this. Being able to hold you and touch you whenever I want. I'm so happy. I don't know if I can go back to the way things were before. You know, you've been really, really well behaved, so. How about I untie you for a little bit? I trust you. I want to trust you. I mean, I'm not worried about you trying to fight me. After last time, we both know who would win if things were to get physical between us. But if you'd like to try again, I'll happily show you again. Besides, I'm only untying your hands. It's not like I'm giving you back your phone or letting you outside. But if you keep behaving well like this, we can slowly work our way up to those. There. That feels better, right? Hey. I do hope that you know that I'm sorry I tied you up. But you were fighting me so hard in the beginning, you didn't really leave me much choice. And as much fun as giving you medicine is, I don't overdo it. I want to take care of you, not make you sick. You were doing enough of that on your own. Not sleeping, not eating. If I was just making things worse, there'd be no point in me keeping you here, right? No matter how much I don't want to let you go again. Never mind. This is silly. Let's go back to what I was saying before. About how you've been so good lately. And how I think it would be nice to reward that. No, don't be stupid. Untying your hands wasn't the reward. I was thinking maybe it might be nice if we could try being closer for a little bit. Come on, do you really need me to spell it out for you? Or are you trying to tease me? Because if that's what you're doing, you're going to have to do a lot better than that to get a reaction out of me. Although I really wouldn't mind seeing you try. There's that face again. All right, I'll be back in just a minute. You can sit here and have a good, hard think about what you can maybe do to try and get a reaction out of me. Okay?
Really? I didn't think we'd be playing hide and seek. This isn't really what I had in mind. Where are you?
You can't move, so don't bother trying to get up. Does it hurt? You cut your arm open when you broke the bathroom window. If you had locked the door behind you, you might have bled out before I could stop the bleeding. You won't be moving around for a while. I can't have you hurting yourself any more than you already have. Don't give me that look. I'm not the one who did this. This is exactly what I didn't want. Were you only pretending to behave? So you could try and leave? That's it, isn't it? Even after all this time, you still don't understand that all I want is what's best for you. I'm not lying. If I just wanted you all to myself, what's the point of trying to take care of you? Of keeping you safe and healthy? If this was just about me being selfish, then I don't need to care about your happiness, right? Because if all I want is to have you all to myself, then I shouldn't bother trying to keep you comfortable, right? Right? Yeah. If this is all for me, then why don't I just slip a collar around your throat? give you a little bell so I always know where you are. Fuck it. If I'm treating you like property, I may as well take that tracker out of your phone. You're not using it. Just slide it deep under your skin so if you ever try and escape again, I can find you and drag you back here. Tie you up. Tighter and tighter until it hurts. Till you can't try running away anymore, and then I can just do whatever I want with you. Play with you until you break. Play with you until you can't even think of a life outside of being mine. Is that what you want? To be property? Because that's not what I want. What I want, I just want to be near you. I want to love you and take care of you and live my life with you. I want to know that you're happy. If I'm allowed to be selfish, then that's all I really want. That's all I've ever wanted. Maybe I don't like sharing you. Maybe I'm selfish and wanting to keep you all to myself. I can admit that. But I just can't leave you alone. And I can't trust other people to take care of you. No, and I can't even trust you to take care of yourself. Shh, it's all right. It's all right. I understand. There's always so much on your shoulders. You try really hard not to be a burden on others. I get it. But I don't mind if you lean on me. I don't mind if you depend on me. I want to take care of you. I want you to need me. You make me want to work harder. I want to become someone that you can rely on. What can I do to make you stop fighting me? Someday, maybe you'll understand why I'm doing this. And maybe then, when we can trust each other properly, we can live together without you being locked up in my apartment. I really hope we can reach the stage where we can go outside together. Where I can take you on an actual date and spoil you. Sorry, I was just thinking that if I wanted to do that now, I'd probably have to bind your hands to mine so you wouldn't run off. It would look like a leash or something. I really don't want to walk around like that. I just want to walk around holding hands like a normal couple. I want to finally be your girlfriend. Is that so strange? Did you really think that I wanted to trap you in this room forever? No, I don't want that. I want to be able to take you everywhere with me. I want to show everyone that you're mine. And that I'm yours. I spent so much time watching you and wanting you. After all this time, I think I've earned it. Don't you? So, let's work toward that. Together, okay? I want to believe that today was just a little hiccup. You were being so good. Was I just pushing too hard? It's still so hard to tell if you're afraid or excited. Maybe I should just accept that it's both. And have fun teasing you. I promise whenever you're ready. I'll be as gentle as you need me to be. I'd never do anything to hurt you. Unless you'd like to confess that it's something you're into. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. I already know. Or did you forget that I had cameras in your room? It's okay. Everything I learned about you just made me love you more. Really? You're so cute. No, you idiot. I'm not drugging you. I just want to kiss you. Is that so crazy? In your eyes here. That's better. I think we should stop there. As much as I want to keep going, I don't want to hurt you anymore today. I can be patient. And I know that you can. Let's get some sleep.